Hello again, welcome back to the Seaman Wrestling Report. It's been a long hiatus, but now that the opening weekend of competition is in the books and the Vikings are preparing for their first duel of the season, it's time to catch up with the happenings of the program. Our Hall of Fame and preseason social event was a success. A good crowd came out to support this year's Hall of Fame honoree, Bryant Gillen. The event takes place annually on Thanksgiving Eve and also serves as our kickoff for the upcoming season each year. This year, the Vikes are 38 members strong, with only three seniors as a young team, but they have been shown to be receptive to learning and feedback. They may take their lumps early on, but I look for a lot of improvement and progress throughout this season. The starting lineup for the Gardner-Edgerton Invitational, our opener, was as follows. Freshman Zach Boucher at 106, senior Dawson Podlina at 113, junior Colton Meditz at 120, junior Dre Podlina at 126, 132 was filled by Landon Willard, and 138 by fellow freshman Dylan Williams, junior Gavin Hayden-Rich at 145, senior Matt Schlossman at 152, 160 by sophomore Sam Payne, junior Seth Sauer filled in 170 spot, sophomore Taylor Carter was at 182, and sophomore Killian McDonald at 195. 220 was held by senior Ruben Juarez, and the anchorman, junior Daniel Larukowitz at 285. It is interesting to note that three of the starters this year are at lower weight classes this season. Hayden-Rich was a state qualifier at 152 last year, Payne qualified at 170, and Sauer was in the varsity lineup at both 182 and 195 last year. The team competed hard on Saturday. The 12th place showing out of 16 teams was lower than desired, but the field included two nationally ranked teams in Southeast Polk out of Iowa and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, along with several other high-profile teams from Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. Dawson Podlina and Ruben Juarez were our only medalists, both finishing in third place. The JV competed at the Emporia Invitational. 11 out of 17 wrestlers entered, earned medals for top four finishes. Eddie Roman, Jesse Boyer, Maverick Steinhoff, and Cody Woolitz were individual champions. From the Gardner Tournament to the Gardner Duel, the varsity is in action tonight against the Trailblazers. It should be an exciting duel with both teams having full lineups and both finishing in similar positions in the team standings on Saturday. Action begins at 5 p.m. in the North Gym at Seaman High School. It is a busy week, with the varsity heading out to Colby on Friday morning for a two-day dual tournament and the JV heading to Heights on Saturday. Finally, we want to congratulate Dawson Podlina for being selected to the U.S. Naval Academy's Class of 2021. Dawson will be headed to Annapolis, Maryland this summer to begin his plebe year. He plans to compete in the cross-country team and study engineering. Congratulations to his family for making it possible. That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.